Joining us now for the second half of Face Connecticut here on WTIC and WTIC FM, we have three guests with us this morning. A couple of med students, from the UConn Health Center and someone from the Lias Foundation. That's a leukemia research group based here in Connecticut. And these two fine young men are going to be doing a lot of peddling over the next few weeks. They're going to be leaving for the West Coast, I believe, next weekend, June 18th. And they'll be peddling their bicycles across the country, all to raise money for Lias Foundation. First of all, we have with us Xing Chu, who's a dental student at UConn. Xing, welcome to the program.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having us.
Okay, and also we have Tom Williams, who's another med student. Tom?
How you doing?
And we also have with us from Lias Foundation, the program coordinator, and your name is Carla Scroll, correct?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Let's start with you for a change. I usually start with the bikers, but let's go females first today.
Okay, thank you.
What exactly is Lias Foundation?
Lias Foundation is a foundation where we are raising funds for leukemia research. And we had Leah Economos, who passed away at the age of 28, and her dying wish was to start raising funds to cure leukemia.
Mm-hmm. Leukemia, as far as I know, and I don't know a whole lot, but I do know leukemia is a blood cancer or carcinogen.
Yes, it's blood related. And what we're doing is researching money for Hodgkin's lymphoma, myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and other blood disorders.
Yeah. Leukemia being the big one. That does what? It changes, I guess, the blood cells themselves, and they don't carry as much oxygen. And
it's not being so familiar with the medical aspects of it. I can't quite explain it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's in the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do this every year.
Every year. And this is our sixth year.
Uh-huh. How much money have you raised so far?
So far, if we go with 6 years and about 20,000 to 30,000 each year, I would have to bring us over
100,000. Yeah. How does this money get used out in the community?
It gets used towards our UConn at the UConn Health Center. We have Lias Foundation for Hematologic Disorders Center, and most of our funds go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been growing larger and larger, and we have patients there, and with the patients, the patient growth has been larger over the years.
You led me right into my next question. How many folks we have in Connecticut, do you know, who suffer from leukemia and other blood disorders in Connecticut?
I'm not sure of. I couldn't give you a positive number on that.
But there are enough to make this quite an important research effort here in the state of Connecticut.
Absolutely, because, I mean, we're outgrowing our center, so I mean, we are doing something good, so there are a lot.
Yeah, and we should mention a lot of these are real serious illnesses. Our old news director, Walt Dibble, died of leukemia a number of years ago. So we're not talking about minor diseases here. These are major problems that people face.
Yes, absolutely.
Tom, let's turn the conversation over to you, sir. Whatever possessed you in your first year of med school to take this added burden on your shoulders?
Well, Lias Foundation came in and did a few presentations to a lot of the first year class. And that's when I first learned about the ride and the foundation. And growing up, I had a friend who had cancer. It wasn't leukemia, but it was, you know, stressful and a very difficult time for us because we were close friends, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of. And Lias Foundation offered the opportunity for us to make a positive contribution to the fight against cancer. And then it's a great experience. I mean, we get to ride a bike from San Francisco back to Farmington, Connecticut, and it's summer.
I'm getting all hot and sweaty just thinking about that.
Yeah.
And you go out there, what, next weekend?
Right.
June 18th?
We leave the 18th. We fly out to San Francisco. We will pick up our bikes there. We've shipped them out ahead of time, so they're ready for us when we land.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk out of the airport and sit on the bike and start going.
Yeah. Have you guys been training at all, or are you just going to sort of?
No, we've been training. We had the bikes for a while. We picked them up several weeks ago, and we've been out on them. road testing them, making sure everything's right, making sure the seats are comfortable, which is...
That's very important.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be, that's going to be probably one of the biggest issues. So, you know, we've been out on the bikes training, getting ready. There's not
what,
really...
What kind of bike? These are not like racing bikes, and you're not going to be judged on how fast you can
right? Right, I hope not. Yeah. No, they're what are called touring bikes. So they're a little bit heavier, a little bit more sturdy than a typical racing bike. Mm-hmm. And given the miles and the terrain and, you know, the surface that we're riding on, they need to be heavy duty.
Yeah.
We're going to put them through quite a bit of rough work.
So there's going to be no Lance Armstronging stronging here.
No, yeah. No.
Let's hope not. And no EPOGEN either.
No right. EPO.
Yeah.
We promise.
Yeah. Zeng, how about yourself? How did you get involved in this particular effort?
Like Tom, I first noticed about the foundation through all these meetings. Mm-hmm. And then it just like draws my attention. That's like something like I can, you know, help out with. Because like, you know, in health professions, like we're like first and foremost, the primary goal is to help people. Mm-hmm. And then like, because right now there's like really limited on what we can do. And I thought like, you know, helping and raising money for leukemia research is like one way to contribute to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also like contributing, you know, to us too. Because like we, while riding the bike, I think it's like a physical, also mental training to help us prepare for the road down the line.
Yeah. What do they call that medical the Hippocratic Oath, right? Yep. Do no harm. Is that basically how it goes?
Yeah.
So you're kind of taking it as an extension of that?
Yep.
Yeah. YouTube and training on the bike and figuring out what gears are which and so forth and so on?
Yeah, right now I'm still stuck on first gear, but eventually it's going to, you know, I'll move up, you know, to the lower gear or higher gear.
Yeah.
I've been doing training in the gym because, like, we had a long winter.
Yeah, oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the weather has not been really conducive to training.
No.
Especially last month, it was just horrible.
Yeah, it was just all raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have a route all sort of specced out for you, or how does that work?
Yeah, we actually came up with our route based on last year, the years before us. They gave us input on, you know, what areas of the country to avoid, what areas are better for riding, that sort of thing. So we've planned out a route that takes us across California, Nevada, up into Wyoming, back down to Kansas City, where we have some friends.
Nice
who,
and flat. There.
Yeah, they're nice and flat and friendly because we have friends who will allow us to use their showers and their beds and their bed sheets and keep us inside, away from the elements where we'll be spending most of our time. So we'll go right across the Midwest, back up the East Coast, and you know, back to friendly Farmington, Connecticut.
All right. So Farmington is the end point?
It is. Yeah. We're going to return back to the health center.
Yeah. How many miles is that? Do you know?
It is very close to 4,000 miles.
Boy. And you're going to do that in what, about 3 weeks, I think? 4 weeks?
No. If we had a car, we might. We're going to aim for about 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
We budgeted that amount of time, yeah.
So I'm figuring what, close to the end of August before you get back?
Yeah, classes start mid-August, so we have to be back by then.
Yeah. So how do you, what do you plan to do on the ride? I know last year some of the guys said they were going to sort of stop off and have little, maybe a chance at some private little fundraisers, some opportunities to raise money in the local communities. Do you guys do that? Are you planning to do that?
Yeah, I think what we're going to try to do is a lot of what they did last year. You know, whenever we stop, just talk to as many people as we can in restaurants, supermarkets, libraries, anywhere we stop to, you know, get food or take a break or do whatever we need to do. We just chat to people. And they raised a surprising amount of money last year just by talking to local people who, you know, were surprised at what they were doing, interested in what they were doing, and were really willing to help. So,
you have any press people going with you, like this Francis fella?
Carla offered to ride behind us, but we're still waiting to see if she does or not.
Carla doesn't look like she knew about this particular feature.
No, that's a big surprise to me.
But it is an interesting thing. And, you know, the thing I want to stress is you guys are under some real pressure here. First year med student, doing this kind of thing is really a big sacrifice for you guys.
It really is. You know, our first summer, the summer after our first year, yep, is really the only summer we have in our medical school career to take some time off. A lot of kids do research to help their resumes. Some kids, you know, take family vacations. And, you know, for us, we want to help out Leah's Foundation and, you know, mm-hmm, make this, help this cause. And we're taking our time to, you know, ride across the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be probably stressful at a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we understand that this is benefiting a lot of people.
Yeah. And again, going to raise about, as Carla said, about
$30,000 to $50,000 usually each year. Mm-hmm. And their goal this year, they wanted to do $50,000. Mm-hmm. So right now we're up at $11,000, which is kind of what we do each year around this time. But, you know, with traveling through, raising awareness and hopefully getting the word out, we'd like to raise $50,000.
Very good. Well, we're just about out of time, but we wanted to get the website address in.
It's www.leas, which is L-E-A-S, foundation.org. And you can also find us on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. And people can make contributions, too.
Absolutely. You can make donations right on Leah's Foundation website.
Okay. Tom and Zing, good luck. Don't get banged up. Have a good trip. We'll see you in August.
Thank you.
That's our program for today. Sam Gingerella saying good day, all.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.